My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is something that we are going to debut after 49er football games every single week throughout the year. It's a little something we call Brockster's Millions.
It's time for Brockster's Millions.
You can have $1 million right now and forget the whole thing. Or you can go for the big one, Booster. The $300 million.
Oh, what a dive by Brock!
Did Brock Purdy's value skyrocket or take a nosedive this week?
But if you fail, you don't get diddly.
Purdy, end zone, he's picked! For the latest Brock Stock Watch, here's Willard and Dibbs.
I do like that. Brock Stock. Brock Stock up, Brock Stock down. What do you think?
Brock Stock and three smoking barrels. I think we start the baseline at $60 million. For me, anyway, the Dak Prescott contract. If he's going to reset the market, he's going to have to be spectacular. Last night, I would say Brock Stock up, slightly up. If it was an indices and we were starting at $60 million, I'd put him at probably $60.4 million a year.
I mean, you could look at it one of two ways. At the start of the NFL week, which starts on Thursday night, Brock Stock was at $55
million
because that was the top of the market. Now, two things happened. A, Brock played well, scored over 30 points without Christian McCaffrey on Monday Night Football against a defense that all of you took as the number two defense in fantasy football in your draft last week. And Dak Prescott reset the market at $60 million. So I'd argue this is one hell of a week for Brock and his millions because he wasn't spectacular, but that's not what this is about in this moment. The market went from 55 to 60. And Brock went out there and went on eight straight scoring drives against a defense that we all really, really respect. I don't know if they're actually what they're cracked up to be, but the Jets are supposed to be one of the top five defenses in the NFL this year. And it did not look that scary to the 49er offense last night. But I will reiterate the key. Without Christian McCaffrey, that's why Stock went up this particular week. Without Christian McCaffrey... Right. Brock's offense still moved.
Let's see him do it without the laminated play sheet. Then I'd be really impressed.
Why? But why does he have to do that?
He doesn't.
Laminated play sheet's not going anywhere.
Well, not having Christian McCaffrey, a guy who probably would have been at least a little bit rusty, having not played at all in the preseason. Mm-hmm. This is not peak McCaffrey. And you didn't have him. So instead, you had a guy with fresh legs who ran the ball 28 times and was mostly unstoppable. So, yeah, the name was different, but the efficiency... was the same. I'm looking at the number. Passer rating of 89.9. Not spectacular, but it didn't have to be. QBR, which is ESPN's metric, he had the fifth best game in QBR.
There you go.
Behind only Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, Anthony Richardson, and the aforementioned Josh Allen.
And I wonder what that rating would have been if Brandon Ayuk had held onto a ball in his breadbasket.
Exactly. Probably would have been close to the top.
Top three.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. So... yeah, I that's the way I kind of look at it, especially because the thought is that Christian McCaffrey is his emergency break glass guy. It's not just that he can run the ball really well, but Christian is such a factor in the pass game. Now, Mason spent a lot of work this offseason trying to learn how to catch the ball and run routes, and I know he had one really nice third down conversion, but that was it. Like, when I look at an NFL quarterback, that's what I want to look at. I want to look at how involved are your wide receivers, because that's what young quarterbacks struggle to do. If they're checking down all over the place, it's running backs, it's tight ends, it's like Isaiah Likely the other night with Lamar. Da-da-dink, da-da-dink, da-da-dink. But if you're able to, and this is what Jaden Daniels needs to do next, like he had a really nice opener, but his wide receivers were almost not involved at all. Go through the 49er receiving chart.
George, 12 catches.
George Kittle had two. I'm sorry, had four. Kyle Juszczyk had two. And Jordan Mason had one. His wide receivers caught 12 of his 19.
12 of the 19.
Completions. That's somebody who is extending the pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he only threw for 231, but that's about all you needed to throw for because he had a lot of drives that were set up by great runs, and you had J.P. Mason, who was dominant and in rhythm, and the offensive line was in rhythm, and you were able to run it so effectively that you didn't have to have Brock Purdy throw it that much. And so, for me, it's not a diss to just point out the quarterback rating or the fact that he didn't throw a touchdown pass. He didn't have to, and your offense and your team was still that dominant.
I agree with you completely. Yeah, it's not like a right home about it type of a game, but stock up for me just on that baseline. He played without Christian McCaffrey, and they scored 32 points.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, that really is the headline, the big takeaway. Yep. And the rest of it is, you know, win the game and win the turnover battle. Those are the two things that he has to do if he wants to have his millions continue to go up.
Mike in New Jersey next up. Doc Feely on Christian McCaffrey in 5 minutes. Hey, Mike, you're on with Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me good? All right.
Gotcha.
All right. I just wanted to clarify one thing. The other day, I was in the chat. I was the one that said Super Bowl or bust. And you were like, no, you know, Super Bowl or bust up the whole thing. Just to clarify, I didn't mean that. Like, I didn't mean Super Bowl or bust, blow everything up. What I mean is, see how we looked last night with everything that we had without McCaffrey? This team, it's Super Bowl to me or failure because we're good. We're championship-level team.
Mike, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that. And that's why I choose to use a different word. It's just not catchy. I know everyone wants to do Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or like super disappointed.
Failure is what Mike said. I like it. With fine. The sirens in the background.
That's fine.
He kept it real.
Yeah, well, he's in New Jersey right now.
Yeah, no
I
doubt
think
he's
there
in New Jersey.
Sirens in all streets in New Jersey at all times.
But no doubt.
Yeah, like sure. You could that's fine. Yes.
And I do think that last night cements Mike's opinion into many people's minds. Like, you are the best team in football.
Right.
And if that's what you put out as a product, you should be playing in February.
Okay, but there's always context. You know what I mean? Did Packer fans have Super Bowl hopes this year, coming into the year?
They probably still do.
Okay.
It's just an MCL Jordan Love.
If it's a quarter of the season.
Yeah.
And you're already 0-1. Sure.
The backup gets paid too.
Not much.
We'll see how Malik can do.
Niners starter didn't get paid much, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the story of the journey? That's all. That's all I'm saying. We got to see, you know, 2 years ago when they didn't go to the Super Bowl, was that a failure? When Brock's arm fell off, was that a failure?
Yeah.
See, I'd argue no. They're on their fourth quarterback by the end of the year. It was insane that they made it that far.
Well, everybody thought that they had the better team than the Eagles that day.
Not everybody.
Sure didn't.
I don't even remember who was favored in that game.
The Eagles. It was in Philly.
So not everybody thought that they were going to win. They were supposed to lose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.